Sundays, 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thing that keeps me alive, let me tell you right now, is number one, I'm right. Number two, I'm willing to die for what I believe in, which means a lot of them are going to die if they come up here and try to kill me or arrest me, because I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
On infiltration instead of invasion. On subversion instead of elections. On intimidation instead of free choice. On guerrillas by night, instead of armies by day.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
In God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Yesterday,
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1, with me, your host, John Wick. There have been many words that have gone down in history that have a complete new meaning today, as these broadcasts will have an entirely new meaning in the future.
Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
The only thing that keeps me alive, let me tell you right now, is number one, I'm right. Number two, I'm willing to die for what I believe in, which means a lot of them are going to die if they come up here and try to kill me or arrest me, because I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
We shall fight in bronze. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
On infiltration instead of invasion. On subversion instead of elections. On intimidation instead of free choice. On guerrillas by night, instead of armies by day.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
In God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Freedom and fear are at war.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A new world order. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, with me, your host, John Wick. There have been many words that have gone down in history that have a complete new meaning today, as these broadcasts will have an entirely new meaning in the future.
Yes, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The future is here. I'll tell you, it's interesting. I'm having some technical difficulties tonight. It just tends to happen, and then things have been kind of a fast day today. But, Dave, you're there, right? I've got you. I think I can hear you.
I am here.
You're not getting any feedback, are you? So what I'm having to do is I'm having to rely on the console out of the microphone since I don't have headset. For some reason, the headset don't want to work, so...
Well, a lot of things are going on these days with regard to our technology. My TV station, my TV network was attacked this week, as was my email at the same time. Of course, it's only a coincidence. There are no conspiracies. You know, I was listening to your intro. I love your intro. And going to write an article coming up on JFK's secret society speech applied to today.
It's eerie, isn't it?
Oh, I think I'm, yeah, exactly. I was thinking as I was listening to the clips that you put in there in the intro, I was just thinking about how appropriate this is even for today. The word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Well, we're not free. We're ruled now by executive order. And it's not an open society because everyone who disagrees with the correct thinking, the woke thinking, is now deplatformed. I mean, that's just one example.
That's right. You know, but you are right, though, that how I put that together and, you know, I actually selected this audio clips and one of our sound guys put that together for us. And I'll tell you, you're right. It does ring extremely true with everything we're seeing right now across the board. You know, I mean, the uprisings going on across the country, you know, we're going to fight in the fields, fight in the streets, on the hills. It's like, is it for shock value? No. But is it for bringing in and coalescing history to where we currently are in our modern day and age? Absolutely. Because we're facing all of them things that are literally mentioned in that, in my intro. And, you know, I really had to put in there about, you know, Bush Jr. and Sr., you know, that really creepy overtone overlay of, you know, and, you know, we're going to have the new world order and we will be successful, you know. And then you got Bush Jr. saying, hey, you know, if you're not with the terrorists, if you're with the terrorists and you're not with us, or you know, vice versa, you know, it's, we're seeing all this. And you, as you mentioned, how the censorship's been rolling out, you know, I'm going to tell you, so you say your platforms were attacked. Well, I'll tell you, we have just gotten things back up and running on this end. This ship took a couple torpedoes and it was listing for a while, but we've got things back up and running, you know, until what extent, I guess, you know what I mean? How far will they go?
As far as they feel they need to. I mean, no amount of zeros behind the death toll is too great for these people. We are actually seeing genocidal language being spoken in the halls of Congress by the likes of Pelosi. What was it she said? Enemies within. And she was talking about not the American people. She was talking about within the body of Congress. That's Reichstag, pre-Reichstag fire talk. And then you've got Ocasio-Cortez and her list. and Michelle Obama and her lists, and making sure that Trump supporters never rise again. Well, if you kill all of us, I guess you'll make sure of that. And that's the only way to be sure. And we have all these genocidal Nazi-style threats. And I'm telling you, they're telling you right now, if you do not fall into line, we will kill you. And even if you do fall into line, we might eliminate you under global depopulation and the transhumanism movement.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've mentioned it numerous times on my broadcast, especially over the past several months, about Aktion T4, a German program ran from 39 until 44. You know, the euthanasia of the elderly, the feeble, the ill. And by God, they're doing it right now before our very eyes. I mean, we were being warned by people that had survived the Holocaust saying, hey, and this was during Obama's administration, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, hey, what I'm seeing here is exactly what was happening over there before things got really bad. And to hear this coming from a Holocaust survivor, a person literally tattooed and was in one of the, you know, detainment facilities. That's what they've got set up here. I mean, we've broadcast on it a million times. And, you know, look at the body bags they've shipped out. And who's getting all the shots first? Oh, that's right, the elderly. You know.
surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
It is interesting, too. They're throwing the first responders under the bus initially, too. What is it they have planned that they don't want first responders to be able to save lives from? See, you have to begin to think like them. You know, I'm not a paranoid person by nature. People who knew me pre-broadcast life of Dave Hodges know that I'm a very optimistic, sometimes overly optimistic person who puts too much on his plate, takes on too many things because I feel like I can do them all. And that's my character flaw. And people know me that way. My family knows me that way. But now I understand the globalist thought process. I have their playbook. I'm not overly intelligent, I'm not overly perceptive, but when you see the same play over and over, even I can call it out.
Well, absolutely, and that's where they're at. They think that the populace is so dumbed down and stupid, to a vast degree they are. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say everybody's, you know, fully awake to everything going on, because that would be an outright lie. But they think people are so completely out of it that they can just continue to do the same thing over and over again. And it's not right, no. And the things that they conduct, the way they conduct themselves and then treat the people, you know, like they're some god sitting on a throne. You know, I can't wait till they, are actually standing before the man himself and being judged, honestly.
There is no man to them.
Oh, no, there isn't. No, you're right.
The only man would be that entity we call Satan.
That's right. You know,
there's a lot of them who worship Satan. Hillary Clinton goes to the Church of Satan every month in L.A. We discovered that in the campaign of 2016.
Right.
And it didn't move the needle very much. I mean, it's like people aren't even surprised by this. But I'm going to tell you, they've overplayed their hand. Can I give you a couple examples?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
ESPN is broke because they're woke. They're broken or they're a joke, and they are. They're worse than CNN. They've had to lay off thousands of employees. They've had to put these amateurs in major shows. Now I go on, and I look at some of these people that are broadcasting on ESPN, and I laugh at them. They're so unprofessional. I'm thinking, I could even do better than that, and that's because they have no budget. You know, hey, can you look into the camera and talk about race identity in the middle of a sports event? Okay, you're hired. And that seems to be their criteria. And America ain't woke. 80% of this country ain't woke. There's actually a sports entity out there headed by this guy named Clay Travis. I've got to run Clay down and interview him. He has the number one sports talk show in America from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. And he's kicking the crap out of ESPN because he refuses to talk about identity politics. He said, when I go to a game, I don't want to know that the manager got fired and there's racial overtones. I don't want to know any of this stuff. I just want to watch the event. And this is what I mean. They have overplayed their hand. Everything is racism. These people see racism on the way toilet paper is hung on the wall. I mean, did you know YouTube canceled one of their top game channels. It was called White versus Black. Oh, the horror of it all. It must be a coming race war. No, it was the title of a site that was dedicated to playing chess.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. There was an incident that took place here northwest of town here a few days ago. A guy from out of state, completely out of place for God unknown reason where he was at and why he got stuck where he was at is completely beyond me. But I didn't know this, but the man was a man of color, and it was, I mean, I'm going to tell you, if you're not dressed for it and you're stuck in a ditch in a snowdrift, it was 23 degrees outside without the wind chill. And where he was at was a pretty open area, and it got down to, I would have to say, probably negative 15 or something. And this guy had walked, he was called in by locals that saw him and said, hey, you know, car in the ditch, you know, you might want to get somebody here to check on him. He's kind of acting erratic too. Well, the guy ended up walking from his car, and I'm going to go somewhere with this, and it ties right into the racial card where of something you just mentioned, and I want to make it poignant because I think it's damned important. And I was just told this, by the way. I went out and saw a real good friend of mine, and he was saying, hey, did you hear about the situation? I go, yeah, I've heard about it. I don't know too much other than what, you know, has come out. So the guy got stuck, and he literally had to walk, I'd say, roughly about 2 miles to where there was houses. And he was trying to get into people's houses because I'm assuming he was damn near probably froze to death.
Yeah, sure.
And these people would not let him in. The husband was in the shower. The wife was downstairs. The guy was beating on the door trying to get in, and he forces his way into the house, gets into a scuffle with the husband who'd just gotten out of the shower. And both of the couple were armed, and the guy was shot and killed. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now the thing is, the sheriff department was called about this guy 3 or 4 times prior, and they just didn't show up. Okay, I can understand if you're busy and you got things going on, but you know, this man died, for one. For two, you know, yeah, he shouldn't have been trying to get into the house, but I mean, by God, if you're freezing to death, you're going to do anything to try to get warmth. But where I'm going with the race card here on this, so I was told that there were 3 federal investigators that came to investigate. One was from Des Moines, one was from Iowa City, and then there was another one from another local town. And the one investigator was a black man, and he asked the wife of the husband who shot the guy, did you shoot him because he was a black man?
Oh my gosh.
And this federal agent was a black man, you know, trying to get this woman. Come on, man. You know, I mean,
I would have said to him, you're in my house and you're perfectly safe, but you didn't break
absolutely.
In. You didn't break in and pose a threat. You know, it's a shame that when the guy was at the door that they just didn't call the cops and say, armed intruder. You know, that gets the cops out. You have to say armed.
You know, you have to say something, because if you say, hey, somebody's beating at my door, obviously law enforcement's going to say, well, we've got better things to be taken care of right now.
You know, that's a real tragedy, because the way you describe it, it sounds like the man was just in trouble and he was probably disoriented, and hypothermia can do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, this is why I live close to Phoenix.
You ain't got to worry about getting cold down there.
We're not cold to the level that you're talking about. We've had it in the 20s here, and we even had a snowstorm that ripped through Phoenix this year. But snowball fights, but no, that's not a common event. You can go 20 years without seeing snow. But the race issue is rearing its head in everything we do. And quite frankly, people are sick of it. I talk to Democrats. I know a guy who, excuse me, he worked for the mayor of a large Democratic city, politically inclined. I know him from basketball. And he's sick. He says, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. When I turn on TV, I want to be entertained. I want to watch sports. I want to watch a good drama. I don't want to see woke politics. And that's from a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what these people don't understand. They've overplayed their hand. And the danger they've done, I know what they're thinking. We're going to line you all up and we're going to shoot all of you. And that you 100 million people. What they don't understand, though, is they're waking the silent masses up. They truly are.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
I had someone walk up to me last night. This is a true story. I was in a public event. I had somebody walk up to me with their spouse, and they said, you're Dave Hodges. I said, well, it depends what you want. And he says, no threat here. He says, but I used to think you were nuts. I watched you a few times. I said, this guy needs to be in an institution. I said, well, you might be right. He says, no, sir. We watch you every day now because everything you said 5 years ago is happening now. And I get this a lot, not because I'm smart, but because I'm like Doug Hagman and Paul Preston and you and all the rest of us out there. We've been telling people what's coming for a long, long time. And as Steve Quayle says, what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. And people are seeing it.
Hey, Dave, real quick. I want you to go back to what Steve said. Just because as you began to mention that, you began to modulate wildly. You couldn't even understand what you were saying. Oh,
really? Okay, what I really said, my friend Steve Quayle, who we communicate a lot. In fact, I'm actually interviewing him the next couple of days. But Steve Quayle is one of his favorite sayings. I love to quote him on this. What's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. And we're being successful in waking up America, and they can deplatform and censor all they want, but they're making the problem worse because now it's on display what they're doing.
Blatant display.
People are saying, why are they censoring everybody? I mean, this is what people are saying. Why do they want to censor? Who cares if people disagree with each other? And I love how they justify it. We have to take care of democracy. No. Democracy is where people sit around the table and share different views and reach compromises. A dictatorship is where one view is enforced on everyone.
That's right. You know, and we're there, and not only to the extent of being there, I mean, as we just stated, the emperor has no clothes. And not only that, he is a senile, I'd have to say very progressing stages of Alzheimer's dementia.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm waiting for him on a press conference to masturbate in public. Then we'll know he's really in trouble. And don't laugh too hard, because let me tell you why I said that. Did you hear about the teacher in a Zoom call with students who masturbated in front of the students on Zoom? And all that person got was a leave of absence. Did you hear about that?
Oh, my God, no.
That's a true story.
Oh,
that's a true story. So I thought, oh, my gosh. And if Joe Biden did it, we would just accept it as the next revolution in sexual identity politics.
They would. That's how they would literally push it. You know?
Say, hey, let's join the president. We'll just have the jerk-off hour now at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I don't mean to be crass. But this is how far gone our society is.
It's really deteriorating, Dave. It's across the board. I've got a news application I follow quite closely. Again, it brings up all the local stuff that you would never, ever hear about. And it's called Newsbreak. And my God, I'll sit here and I'll just look at these articles of just absolute debauchery, of murders, things that, child abuse. It is so absolutely rampantly insane, taking place to the nth degree, that true evil is being unleashed. And I wanted to state this. I want to get your opinion on this and maybe keep your ear to the ground as well. My mom was a correctional officer from 80 until she just retired just this last year, and thank God, thank you Father, that she got through the job without ever being hurt. But she was just informed the other day that three people, one being the jail administrator and two other correctional officers, said, up to the hell that we're quitting. We're going to go somewhere and do something else, basically. How many other departments across the country where, they're losing their manpower? It's just really interesting. Because I was hearing, that there was a lot of people saying, hey, if Joe Biden gets in office, I'm not going to be a police officer anymore. I'm going to quit because, look where it's going. And now hearing that, my God, this ties into what they're doing within the prison industrial complex. I've read several articles just over the past 3 or 4 days where they are literally releasing rapists, murderers, people that have committed horrific crimes, just turning them loose. And
do you know why they're doing that? Do you have any idea why they're doing
that? They're going to make room for folks like us.
That's one half of the answer, in my opinion. I think there's another side to this, too. They have to create such a volatile America through false flags and the release of dangerous criminals that people will be begging for the UN troops, the UN peacekeepers to come on our soil. You can't, I mean, getting home from the grocery store could be an adventure like it is in Venezuela. And that's when people say, oh, yeah, yeah, please bring in the blue helmets, protect us, please, please. That's why I think they're doing this.
That's also a part of it. You're right. I'm not going to say you're wrong because you are. You're right. You know, and look at the nationalized police forcing they've actually got going on right now. You know, with people and their absolute total power trips of, you know, thinking because I work at a store, I stand behind a cash register, and by God, if you're not wearing a mask, I'm going to make you wear a mask. You know, this absolute insane tenure of domination and control over somebody else. It's absolutely sickening to see people trying to force somebody else to wear a mask. It's like, hey, man, no, I don't need to wear one because I've got a medical condition. Even if you don't have a medical condition, you can still say that, okay? Because the damn things are going to kill you and make you sick. But my God, I sit back and I see all this going on, and it was so nice today. It was a beautiful day up here today, and we got up to like 52 degrees or something. You know, my God, it was a heat wave, and everybody's out walking through town, walking their dogs. The kids are riding their bicycles, and guess what? Not a single one of them was wearing a mask. And I go, hey, you know, fiance and kids in the car. I go, look, everybody is normal around here today, right? Nobody's wearing a mask. But the day before that, we went into town and we ate at this very nice Mexican restaurant. I mean, I love the food, especially the salsa and chips. My God, they're to die for. But I walked in the door, back door, and they got a big old sign posted there on the glass window. You know, you need to wear a mask inside until you're, you know, taken and seated. Come on, man. That is ignorant. You're going into an establishment to eat. You've got people cooking and breathing over your food and touching your food. You have the servers serving you your food. But the interesting thing was there was maybe 25 people total in this restaurant. And there was a group of guys from like, workers, you know, you can tell they're in their work gear and stuff. You know, they're sitting there, they didn't have a mask on, but there were these tables where people were literally, I shit you not, Dave, sitting there eating with a mask on. I don't know where we're going to go with this. I mean, I have absolutely nothing pre-scripted as we do. You know, we just go freeform and freelance the whole way. What do you think are some of the more poignant things, I guess, that we should get out to the listeners, seeing where we're at, I guess?
Everything. As much as we can needs to get out because our voices are being so suppressed. but if I were to prioritize, I would say the direct threat to human health posed by certain medical treatments. I would say the alliance of many of our top officials with the communist Chinese who've already declared through their last three defense ministers they want to commit genocide against America and then take the resources. That's what they said. I'm not making that up. That was Wei Fang and then his two predecessors. I think those are the two things. You need to make the threat immediate and urgent. And we are in an immediate and urgent situation. And let me just give you a couple of examples to show you how compromised we are. And I think I might have mentioned this before when we've spoken, but you got Mitch McConnell, the former Senate Majority Leader, now the Senate Minority Leader. Mitch McConnell's wife, Secretary Chao, former Secretary of the Treasury, her parents are the biggest operators of Chaicom ports in mainland China. And then good old Mitch McConnell sidelined two voter integrity bills in 2019. I could go on, but you get the idea. Feinstein, you know, she came into the Senate as a millionaire. Now her and her husband are billionaires. And who's his main client? China. And what happened? Obama did him a big one. Obama would have his EPA come in and like force the San Joaquin farmer off their land because of a 2-inch smelt fish, and then magically do away with the regulations. So now water irrigation for the farmland can resume. And there was Feinstein's husband profiting on the process, cleaning up the mess. And the main client to ship the food to, China. And that family is leaving the Senate as billionaires. So you get where I'm going. I'll give you one more. Nancy Pelosi. Have photos of her with Pietta. Who's that? Well, he was the number one corrupt Mexican president of all time. She and Beto O'Rourke had their pictures all taken together in 2015. And he's tied strongly to the cartels, very strongly. And who controls the cartels? The Chi-Coms. So here we have the Speaker of the House doing business with people who have vowed genocide on the United States, not to mention the cartels, courtesy of their Chinese connection, sent in fentanyl enough to kill 70,000 Americans last year.
And I just want to reaffirm that you are absolutely 100,000,000% correct, because I watched a documentary the other night from Vice News, and it was about the cartels and their drug making and all this and that. And they're literally sitting there saying to the person doing the documentary and the recording and the film crew, as they're watching them literally stir this huge vat of some kind of narcotics, that yes, we get our stuff from China. The cartel guy comes literally flat out and says it. You know, yeah. I mean, this is, well, yeah, you're right. China's a damn big problem. And I just don't know where this goes. You know, see this, I don't know if you've heard this, but I was hearing here recently that the Hammonds up there in Oregon, the same as with the Bundys, I think maybe as well, might be still catching some flack. But I guess the BLM is literally right back to where they were at and what they were doing there under the reign of Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, I'm going to be talking to a member of the Bundy family and probably having one of them on here in the near future. We're looking at that as well, too. You have to remember there's money in BLM, with mineral resources to be extracted and to be sold and profited on by American politicians. Hillary Clinton was only one of many. She got caught. The Clinton Foundation got caught selling highly enriched uranium to Russia. There are many others who have not been caught, who are just as treasonous as Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming out.
Well, you know, the everything that these evil, and I'm going to say it, satanic, because they're full-on, full-fledged Luciferians. And, you know, the easiest way to prove this, I mean, I've literally blown some people away by playing the audio for them, but are you familiar with Robert David Oates and reverse speech patterning? Oh, Dave's on silence. So... Robert David Oates is
we just cut out for a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Trying to answer your question, and I could tell by your response you weren't hearing me. So am I coming through now?
Yeah, you're coming through now. It said your mute button was on. So
was it?
It's all right. It is what it is.
Check.
You know?
Check. Okay. Sorry about that. You. Maybe this was human operator error here, but yes, I've had an interest in David John Oates for a long time. Love to have him on my show. I can't get him to respond to me, but I'd love to have him on.
You know, it's amazing. He did a broadcast with Jeff Rentz here about a week ago, or it might have been 2 weeks ago, but within that time frame. And he was doing reverse speech patterning of Fauci, you know, fascist Fauci, Bill Gates. And they are literally, I kid you not, Dave, in their reverse speech patterning, they are giving regard to Lucifer. It is so able, you're so able to hear it. It's really scary. But hey, that it just lends credence to prove to people, we're not crazy. We're telling you what it is. We're telling you how it is. Now, what you do with that after the fact of the matter, hey, man, that's up to you. But honestly, people need to go out there and start, you know, spreading the word a little bit more.
Yeah, it's where we break out the Frank Sinatra song, start spreading the word. It's too late just to spread the word. We need to start spreading the action. And we're going to have to collectively come together as a people and decide, because knowledge enough is, and awareness is not going to be enough to turn this around. I run a platform that's dedicated to nonviolent change, but we're not dedicated to defenselessness. We believe very much in self-defense, and the other side, I believe, is going to force us into this. Let me just give the people, excuse me, a little historical context to this.
Go for it.
We know the man that brought Barack Obama into regular politics from the obscure position of community activist was Bill Ayers, the head of the Weathermen Underground. I interviewed a number of times Larry Grathwall, who was an FBI informant who penetrated the Weathermen Underground and was to get the lowdown on Bill Ayers, which he did do. Larry came on my show a couple times and said the following. He said, I asked Bill one time, when you finally take over, and these were communists, not hippies opposed to the Vietnam War. They were well-educated Ivy League communists whose parents were in high positions of power. Like Bill Ayers' dad, Tom Ayers was the head of Con Ed, just as an example. But Bill Ayers told Larry, he said, well, when we finally take over, we'll have to put about 50 million Americans in re-education camps in the Southwest, and we'll have to do away with, meaning murder, over half of them. Well, when Barack Obama first announced for the state Senate, it was Bill Ayers and his criminally convicted wife for her illegal actions in the Weathermen Underground. They held the coming out party, the inauguration party, so to speak, for Barack Obama's state senatorial run. And then Bill Ayers routinely visited Barack Obama when he was in the White House. So I maintain, and Executive Order 13603, put into play by Obama, which he can declare an emergency and take over everything, conscript slave labor. It's all there, folks. Look it up. Executive Order 13603. It's plain English. It's easy to see. And it butts right up to genocide. That's the man Bill Ayers put into power. And the understanding of his organization is we need concentration camps. What were they talking about right after the election? Didn't they talk about re-education, reprogramming people? Mm-hmm. That's Bill Ayers' Nazi lingo.
Yep.
See, I'm telling you, we're seeing pre-genocidal speech in many circles right now. And who, Barack Obama, who did he give birth to? Mr. Dementia's political career. And I mean political career because Joe Biden would never have become president without the Biden connection to the vice presidency.
That's right. So
what is Biden? He's a rubber stamp.
Mm-hmm.
A rubber
Absolutely.
Stamp.
Absolutely. And when you think that rubber stamp's just going to go into the bifolds of history, some people are saying it's not even like 6 months from now, that they may, you did a broadcast on YouTube here, I think it was yesterday or this morning, about the 25th Amendment and Biden.
It's coming.
It is, man. I mean,
when Nancy Pelosi is asking for the nuclear codes, what they're saying is they can't trust a demented person to have them.
Damn straight.
That's 25th Amendment talk. But they don't want to take him out this early because it'll look like a contrived election to even the uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no election. Let's just be honest.
No.
That's the other thing, we should bring out here. I've voted in every presidential election since I was eligible to vote.
Same here.
The problem is I may never vote again. Why? Tell me what's going to be different in 2024 with ballot stuffing and Dominion voting machines than was different in 2020.
Not one damn thing.
Yeah, there's no reason to vote. The way that you bring down this empire is by neglect. You cause it to die because of attrition. We develop our own media. We develop our own economic system that's outside their system. And we have our own code of conduct. And if they choose to turn it violent, well, then so be it. I have faith in the American military because let's talk about the military for a second. You have John Q. Public, Buck Private goes to boot camp. Okay, he's trained to follow orders, and people think that's going to be enough to get him to commit genocide against Americans. Really? Really? He's going to turn on his parents, his family, his friends. I don't think most soldiers will do that.
No, they won't.
When they go off to war, what are they obsessed with? Returning home.
That's right.
That's not going to happen. And then there's the element, we've mentioned this before, Biden will never get control of the submarine fleet, ever, ever. It was beyond Obama's touch. They have standing orders, and they're kind of a standalone branch. And if Chinese come in this country with blue helmets, China's getting nuked, courtesy of the 72 nuclear-armed submarines. That's automatic. Protocol.
The silent service won't be so silent no more.
No.
It'll make a loud boom.
And also, too, I have a childhood friend. Our fathers served together. They put the first nukes on the first ship in the Navy, the Carrier Roosevelt. And this person, our birthdays are like 4 days apart. He's a consultant to the Space Force. Let me tell you. Biden doesn't control that either.
Nope.
The power they have is limited.
Yep.
Biden's power is limited. Biden has not been given full cooperation from the military.
Dave,
there
hasn't
been a full transition yet.
With that being said, what do you make of this incident that supposedly, purportedly took place there in Syria a day or two ago?
There's something there we're not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's this story was covered about as well as covering a $3 bill and how much it can buy.
Right.
There was no substance behind the, hey, we bombed in Syria. Who'd we do? Oh, somebody who we didn't like. What'd they do? Well, they did something we didn't approve of. Mm-hmm. What's it have to do with? Well, it might have something to do with Iran. I mean, that's what we got out of the mainstream media. Nice story, guys. Way to dig deep into those investigative reports.
What a bang knock-up job that was.
Oh. You know, I don't know what was behind this, but if you ask me to make a guess, just hypothesis, nothing else. If you go back to debate number two with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, she said, in Syria, I'll impose a no-fly zone, meaning she'd be shooting down Russian fighter planes. Hello, World War III. That's why Putin said after the election she lost that if she'd been elected, he would have launched a first strike against America because of that comment. And I have a feeling this is somehow linked to pissing the Russians off and trying to inflame the situation. Because here's international politics as I see it. Okay, this is the world according to Dave Hodges. Putin hates globalism as much as Trump does. Putin is about Russia first. And, we wouldn't like to have Putin as a leader because he's an autocrat, but he has been good for his own people comparatively when you look at past Russian dictators. And he hates the international banks. He's not even on their banking system. He's not on their internet system. He is totally independent in those areas. And here's the problem. China is supposed to be replacing us as the New World Order policeman, and the U.S. is out. And the planned collapse of the U.S. economy is in play because the IMF has already said we're taking away America as the dollar, as the world reserve currency. That'll cause our currency to hyperinflate, and it'll be Katie barred the door here in America. So America will be out of the way. But who's the remaining power that opposes globalism? And that is Russia. And they are armed with sophisticated military weapons and nuclear weapons and good submarines. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese cannot defeat Russia.
No.
So you had to keep Russia and America apart. That would be Putin and Trump, because the alliance between the two nations would have upended the New World Order entirely. They could,
absolutely.
Those two nations together could have defeated them. But here you've got a situation where Russia has to be provoked into a World War III situation, defeated in some manner. And then China has full run over the planet, and it's the Chinese troops that'll subjugate everybody wearing blue helmets for the UN. So my long-winded answer here, if you ask me to write an educated guess on why there was this mysterious military event in Syria, they're simply just trying to piss off the Russians, and they're trying to provoke a war where Russia will lose, and they can proceed with their new world order. First, it's take down America, then it's take down Russia.
Yep. You know, and notice old Vlad, he's been quiet lately. We ain't seen or heard much.
He's got his finger on the trigger, believe me. You know, there's something that's not being reported out there, and it's something I've known about for some time, and you'll hear people talk about it. Paul Preston knows about this. Steve Quayle knows about this. There's armed insurrection on the border between Russia and China. There have been battles fought. There have been tank battles fought. There have been troops that have fought each other. It doesn't get any press, but China and Russia are not closely aligned. Oh, once in a while, they'll do something to kind of mend the fences. Oh, we'll do a drill with you for this or that. Mm-hmm. But Putin does not trust the Chinese. He's smart. He knows what the globalists want. Russia out of the way, China takes over. They become the world policemen.
Absolutely. That's right. You know, and I mean, and China is a bigger threat to Russia than, well, I mean, internally here, I mean, it's probably about the same. But border-wise, China sits right on Russia's border. So obviously, you know, it's like, hey, man, we got to keep an eye on stuff going on over there, what the Ruskies are saying.
Well, because, you know what? You notice this? There's no woke politics in Russia.
No. And that Alexander Navalny, that political prisoner or somebody that was standing up against Vlad Putin, people rioting. Well, I'm not quite flat out rioting because the Russians will crack down pretty hard. But people out in the streets protesting. The same thing with this rapper there in Spain, Barcelona. And that uproar is still going on in the streets. You know, what the hell is behind all these uprisings? There's got to be something more than just, you know, oh, a political prisoner. Oh, yeah, his rap was kind of harsh towards the government. I mean, come on.
The operatives are on the ground in Russia trying to start riots. That's what it is. The CIA is there doing much of what they did in Ukraine in 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. No question, the CIA is active in what's going on in Russia. You know, part of me believes that the globalists would like to force the opposition to the forefront so they can crush it once and for all. And a lot of this stuff is just antagonistic to that point. I don't know that I believe that. I know I have a lot of colleagues that believe that.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I was very surprised, and I called this like 3.5 months before it happened. And this is before any planes were ever downed over there in Syria from Russia or, you know, any big power brokering country. And I said, watch, there's going to be a plane that's going to be downed over there. And sure enough, about 3.5 weeks later, that SU, that Sukhoi bomber was downed. And I was like, oh, my God, the Russians are going to come in and just go ballistic on this whole entire country, in which they did. They sent in, I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's still going on. I would assume it is. They actually had Russian police policing like Aleppo and some of these other war-torn cities over there. You know, and what about the story that came out there just about a month ago, I think it was, a month or two ago? And, you know, same thing with the bombing of Syria, you know, in the limelight for about 10 minutes. And then, nope, that's ancient history, where Russia was paying, I don't know how you describe it, enemy forces to attack U.S. soldiers. You remember that story and how they were trying to spin that?
No, that was bullcrap, total bullcrap.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
That was disinfo designed to discredit Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. You know, and they'll stop at nothing. You know, have you gotten a chance to watch any of the CPAC?
I've been looking at the reports in retrospect. I'm not a believer in a political solution right now.
Right.
I'll say this. Okay, I support North Dakota saying we're not obeying any unconstitutional orders. Texas is now moving against Abbott because he's Chi-Com oriented and he did nothing for the energy situation, and he probably knew it was coming. Texas energy people are going to band together against Biden. South Dakota is following in North Dakota's footsteps. Orange County and San Diego County, North County, they have rebelled against Newsom totally, and everything's opening up. There is a movement in this country now to say no to despotism. I think that's a good thing. But I will tell you this, political action beyond we're not going to do what you tell us is a waste of time. I don't care about the next senatorial election because it'll be rigged. I don't care about the presidential election. It'll be rigged. You have to collapse their system, and they may start a civil war over this. We need to realize that. But as I said earlier in the broadcast, we need to have trading and bartering and exchange system, and I know those are being developed outside of that. I've been interviewing a man named Jeffrey Sisk, who has very high-level important people behind him, and he is building an alternative to all of big tech. And he has most of the details worked out, and he's very far along in his process. And we've thrown our support behind him. I know a lot of powerful people are watching him and helping him. So there is a move now to basically create a parallel society in America where we're not going to play your game. We're not going to pay your climate tax. They may try to collect by whatever means, but I'm just saying Americans are starting to say no in greater numbers. Mm-hmm. And we kill the beast through indifference. You starve it to death. You starve to death CNN by not watching it. You starve to death ESPN for the same reasons. And you can starve to death this government. Now, it may evoke a violent response where they'll start the roundups. Well, okay, well, then we'll know where it stands. Civil war is here.
Yep.
And that's where I think we're at. We're on either path. We could collapse their system, or we could be thrown into a civil war because they'll come after the people.
And, you know, I think that this is, I mean, like you said, I mean, this is already happening. To what degree, to what extent, we don't know, because we're not there as whatever is happening as the roundups where the police come to knock on the door because, well, just somebody called and said we'd probably better perform a welfare check. Well, I'm well and good and fine, you know. But, I mean, this stuff's happening. And I come across a story the other day that I think it was in the local area somewhere in the country. I mean, it probably goes on across the country every day, where there was a standoff, 20-hour standoff, gunplay, and I guess a canine was shot and killed. I mean, poor dog. But, you know, I mean, we are at that moment of Solzhenitsyn. If they come for you, defend yourself. And I'm not trying to spark an uprising. I'm not trying to be rebellious against the government. You know, no. But well, hey, man, I'm a free-thinking human being, and by God, I will not be thrown in the gulag.
We put in a we've had some incidences out here. I live in rural Arizona. You could sit out in my front yard and not see a car drive by for a couple of hours. That's a true story.
Isn't that nice?
We are really rural, remote. I mean, the nearest grocery store, real grocery store, is probably 20 minutes away. So we're very, very isolated. And yet my place has been vandalized, targeted, where other neighbors weren't. So we have a pretty sophisticated early warning system, shall we? And I'd recommend people do at least the minimum. And here's the minimum. We have a system capability, but you can do this on simple systems too, where you come to the door, I can see you. You ring the doorbell, and I chime in from my remote location. Can I help you? Yeah, we're from the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. Open your door. We're here to investigate. I don't think so. Where's your warrant? That's go right. Away. And you don't ever have to open your door.
You don't, no. Absolutely not.
We have infrared. We have videotape recorded in remote storage. And the other thing I'm going to tell people, too, because this day is coming, the day of federal intimidation of you using the FBI against people that they deem to be uncooperative with the New World Order, don't talk to them. Record everything they say. Get out the phone. Record everything they say and do. And then refuse to answer even the smallest question. What's your name? I'm not answering you without a lawyer.
That's right. You know,
but they'll do. And I'm going to advise people on this because this is how Martha Stewart went to prison. She was not guilty of insider trading that they accused her of. But they said she lied to the FBI. And it was her word versus theirs. That's why you do not talk without a lawyer and you record everything.
You're right. Absolutely 100% right. I was, like I said, I've been watching a little bit of that CPAC, and they had James O'Keefe up there from Project Veritas, and he was bringing out all of the different whistleblowers from Google, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all, you know, you name it. And one of the guys that he brought out of there, I think it was the whistleblower from Facebook, he was heckled by the feds. They showed up. And they were trying to literally get him to slip up saying what he was saying, trying to do the back talk kind of thing, you know, to get him to get him to slip up. And he recorded the whole goddamn conversation, as you should. You know, these people aren't out there to protect us. They're there to protect the corporation. And, you know, I mean, we've got to call it for what it is. Even though, by God, it is damned dangerous and it could cost us our lives. But, hey. The thing is, it's got to be spoken of, it's got to be said, and people have got to hear the message and understand it for what it is. You know, just as that black federal agent about that shooting of that man. Well, did you shoot him because he was a black man? I mean, no, I shot the guy because I was in defense of my wife and myself and our domicile. Castle Doctrine, you son of a bitch. I mean, excuse me, Dave, I get so passionate because this country is in big trouble. And I've been doing this 8 years. I see a lot of motion where we can cause some big wakes or lay a speed bump down to where they have to slow down to go over it. I think we've still got the momentum, and the American people are still behind everything that we're saying because, my God, it's so frivolently before our face. If you can't see it then you're just part of the problem, is the way I'm seeing, you know, society these days. But I do pray for the country. I really do pray for the country because, you know, what was, I don't even know who it was that said it. They said, you know, you look at the person that supposedly purportedly in control of the country, and this video of him sitting there beside his wife Jill, completely gone. You can see in the man's eyes. He knows
he can't live that much longer. Let's be honest. He's at such an advanced stage of dementia that he's going to begin to have breakdowns physically.
Absolutely. You know,
he's
in
big trouble. And then, you know, of course, we've got the eternal prostitute to take his place.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's who they're going to put in there, or that's who they're going to try to put in there, or whatever the hell's going on up there. And that,
yeah. I know.
You know,
but here's my advice to people. My takeaway in this interview: resist by noncompliance. Do not follow any of their edicts. Do not watch their media. Do not watch their woke sports. Okay, the NBA is broke because it's woke. They're rolling back their salary cap. They're so broke. The NFL should be called the Not For Long League now because they're rolling back their salary cap significantly because nobody's watching. And this is a good thing. People, go to your local business. Support your local diner. Stay out of the corporate stores. Buy corporate nothing if you have a choice. If you do that, you collapse their system.
That's right. And not only that, but, you know, I've got a friend here on the station. He's another host. He goes by the pseudonym The Mechanic. And, you know, I'll tell you, Dave, he did something that was truly amazing by getting on a bus in his local community there in Mammoth Lakes, California. And they wanted to make him wear a mask. But by God, guess what? He's not wearing a mask. And he didn't. on a bus. It's the same thing with Rosa Parks. So now they're in a hell of a pickle, a big dilemma on what to do, right? Well, we can't go against his freedom and his rights. You got to put them in a pickle where they can't really, you know, they can't move. They can't do nothing. They can't figure it out. And to use constructive forms of, what's the word I'm looking for? Constructive forms of, not deceit, but dissent, be creative about it. Don't go out thinking you're going to just become, you know, swinging the 2x4 Billy Badass and going into a store raising a ruckus, man. No, that'll get you drug out by the cops, maybe even clubbed over the head and thrown in the tank over the night, you know, but you have to be able to go out and confront people in a very extremely, you don't come off rough and tough to a point, I guess.
Yeah, you don't confront and you don't comply.
Right. Don't comply. Don't put on a mask. If you go to an establishment.
Don't comply.
Don't comply. And hey, like you said, boycott. If you've got an establishment that just wants to go full draconian control over a person, hey, man, I'm not going to go there anymore. I can go somewhere else and get what I need to get. I won't go there. You know, like you said, I mean, I think you're right, absolutely right. I mean, we have to starve the system for what it's doing. You know, the reaping of people, the taxation of theft, you know, the theft of the taxation of the populace. The black budget programs that are ran by the federal government, you know, $21 trillion? It just, we don't know where it is. We lost it in the sofa somewhere.
Yeah, and 2% of the stimulus is going to coronavirus stuff. I know. It's just, it's crazy. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Good to come on and sharpen the saw here and, we're going to get you back on my show soon, and I always appreciate coming on Freedom Slips. It's a great network. You got a great show.
I thank you for coming on, Dave. You know, it was on such short notice, and I'm so sorry for that, but things have just been so hectic lately, and, you know, just trying to continue keeping on, you know.
Well, I hear you. Listen, I'm right there with you, my friend. I'm right there with you, but I'm just saying this. We need to build our parallel society. And it's already happened. It could end in secession. I'm not predicting that, but I'm saying it could. It could. It could end in civil war followed by secession. I mean, choose your poison. But I'm telling America this. Our ignorance and apathy got us to where we are today, okay, and collectively speaking. And our ignorance and apathy has been our number one enemy, and now we're paying a price. And now we got to step up to the plate because our lives are at risk. And that's the one thing I want to emphasize here. Everyone that can hear my voice, your life is at risk. It means nothing to these people. If you become an obstacle, they'll think of nothing about removing you. But anyway, thanks for having me, my friend. Always good to be on with you.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Dave, and we'll catch up here in the not-too-distant future.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, folks, I'm thankful for Dave to come on there for an hour. You know, we're all very busy and trying to continue doing what we're doing and to move forward and make steps against this maniacal machine that's been put up to control everybody in such a way, in ways that I would have never begin to be thought imaginable, you know, unfathomable ways that they have manipulated society, controlled people to the extent for which they are controlling people. You know, like I've been saying lately, you know, this thing that people have, guess what? It's a mind virus. Yes, it really is. Because these people are not in full and total form control of their faculties, right? Let's say you're driving down the road and you're wearing a mask and a visor. No, you're wearing 3 masks and a visor and safety goggles, you know, the whole 9 yards. Hey, man, you're not doing yourself any justice. You're hurting yourself. And I just want you to understand that. Breathing in your exhaust all day is not going to do you any good whatsoever. I don't want to harp on the mask thing all night, but I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, just in the local area. You know, I've got news stories. I mean, by God, there's news stories upon news stories upon news stories. Let me see here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of these things. And there might even be some audio clips in here as well. I think there is. One of them is of that Sakai, you know, the Chucky doll up there giving the press releases from the Biden administration. Well, what a work of art. We'll get to it in enough time. Let's see here. So what's this? I mean, so I guess we're going to continue with the mask thing for a second, because this is an article I saved and I must have forgot about it. Oh, yes, here it is. It's got a news clip getting ready to fire up. Thank God it came in on silent so it didn't blow you out of your seat. Officer murdered. Get this. Officer murdered after man denied entry for not wearing a mask. In New Orleans, the NOPD, which I'm assuming would be the New Orleans Police Department, says an officer providing security at the George Washington Carver High School basketball game was fatally shot by a man who was denied entry to the game because he was not wearing a mask. According to Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, the OPSO, records, let's see here, what the hell's going on? According to to Orleans Parish Office, what in the hell is, you know, am I being attacked by 5G right now? Is that what it's all about? No. Records of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office and the NOPD, 35-year-old John Schallerhorn was arrested for first-degree murder of a police officer. I got a picture of the guy here, a man of color, of which that means absolutely nothing to me. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you, a movement like this and doing something to that extent, hey, man, I find it over the top, completely and totally unheard of. But, folks, this is our society that we're living in today, okay? And I've got more I'm going to bring you here, and it's pretty damn shocking. Because I wanted to kind of, you know, you can't tiptoe around the topics and the disintegration of society for what we've known it as, right, over the past 50 years. You know, I mean, it's gotten worse as the time's gone by. But it's so blatantly bad now that it's hard to even begin to wrap our heads around. Records also show Schallerhorn was booked on an armed robbery charge Friday night near the end of the first quarter of the Carver versus Warren Easton game. Multiple gunshots were fired. The officer was pronounced dead at the hospital. Superintendent Sean Ferguson says the officer was on the Tulane University force and a reserve constable with the Second City Court in Algiers. As Schallerhorn was escorted out, he shot the officer twice, NOPD said. Schallerhorn placed the gun on the ground and was arrested on scene. Schallerhorn is being held without bond. You know, you don't think more things like this aren't going to begin to happen more and more frequently? I mean, I wish none of this would ever have happened. But because of the demented nature of some people, like Fascist Fauci, you know, and Bill Gates, and these other depopulation, sterilization eugenicists, do you think they give a damn? You think they care? No. Put on another mask. Okay. That's what they're going to tell you. When I saw that story, I thought it was interesting, so I figured I'd just throw it out over the airwaves, right? One out of a million stories, literally. I mean, the news is so rampant these days, you cannot even begin to imagine. So here's this, this is the story. Hope you're sitting down, and I hope you're strapped in. I mean, this should scare the hell out of a lot of people. as I mentioned there when we were on air, when Dave was on air there, I said, you know, they're releasing a lot of criminals, right? Murderers, rapists, I mean, you name it, some hardcore criminals, bad dudes, right? You know, kind of like, what is that, that Biden clip, you know, Corn Pop, you know, he was a bad dude. And he ran with some bad boys. But no, I mean, this is a serious story, and it's disturbing, okay? Because to even begin to imagine such things could even take place, it's literally out of a horror film. Cannibal killer. Murder suspect cut out neighbor's heart and cooked it with potatoes before feeding it to his family and killing girl of 4 years old. Did you hear that? I mean, you cannot make this up, right? They've got a picture of this guy here, too. And like I said as before, it don't make no difference to me the color of a person. It's the candor and character of a person. But this is a man of color, too. A man is accused of murdering his neighbor before cooking her heart with potatoes and serving it to his family. Yes. Lawrence Paul Anderson, 42, is also accused of stabbing to death his uncle and a 4-year-old girl during the horrific rampage in Chickasaw, Oklahoma. It's got a picture of the woman that was murdered and had her heart cut from her chest. Very pretty lady. Sad to hear. It's sad to have to be reporting such horrible things. But hey, look, if we don't report it, it's not going to be reported anywhere else. And you sure as hell will not hear about any of this on any form of mainstream media. Okay? You just won't. Because they're too concerned with whatever the hell they're doing. Of which it means totally nothing. Now, I'm going to make it abundantly clear to you. With this news story, if this would have happened 8, 10, 15 years ago, it would be headline news, man. It would, okay? So get this. The ex-con, yes, he was an ex-convict, admitted to cops that he killed 41-year-old mother of two, Andrea Lynn Blankenship, and cut out her heart to cook it and eat it on February 9th. He is also alleged to have killed his 67-year-old uncle, Ankeos Yates, for the couple's granddaughter. Anderson is also accused of stabbing his aunt as well. Anderson was released from prison on January 18th and had been living with his Aunt Delcy Pye and Uncle Leon Pye. According to the Oklahoman, an agent of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation told a judge in a search warrant application, he took the heart back to 214 West Minnesota, Chickasha. He cooked the heart with potatoes to feed to his family to get this, why? To release the demons. Okay? Like I said, you cannot make this stuff up. And if society has disintegrated, disheveled, reverted, and or fallen back into some form of twisted, I don't know what to even call it. My God, people, you better wake up. Because this here is true evil. You know, this is just as much evil as that, what was it, that one son? I can't remember the name of the case, but by God, it should be the case of the century. Murdered his two parents, his mom and dad, chopped their bodies up, put them in vats of acid, and was literally boiling his mom's head on a pot on the stove. The guy, what was the, it was something guy. The guy's name was Guy, or the man's name was Guy. I can't think of the last name. But this stuff is going on. That's why, by God, I say protect yourself with whatever means, by any means necessary, if you find yourself in a damn tight spot. So police officers who arrived at the scene found Leon Pye dead, while the 4-year-old girl was pronounced dead shortly afterwards in the ambulance. As reported, Delcy Pye suffered injuries to both of her eyes. Anderson was allegedly throwing up into pillows at the scene. Officers are now planning to collect evidence from the family home, including pots, pans, and any utensils for cooking. The case has already sparked outrage as Anderson was, get this, well, you know, very important, Anderson was released early from prison in January. Anderson was first sentenced in 2006 for 4 years for attacking his girlfriend, pointing a gun at her, and possessing crack cocaine, but was released in less than 2 years. He was back in prison in 2012 for drug-related offenses and was out in 5 years. Here's a picture of the poor girl. My God. Yeah, a picture of 4-year-old Chaos Yates. Was pronounced dead in the ambulance. A picture of the uncle. Let's see here to finish this article out. In 2017, he'd have been sentenced to serve 20 years. Okay, get that. In 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21. 4 years out of a 20-year sentence, he was released. Now, do you think if this absolute, horrific, disgusting, vile creature, and you can't even call it a human being, right, was still incarcerated, do you think this woman would have had her heart cut out and eaten? Do you think this 4-year-old and this 63-year-old man would have lost their lives? Absolutely not. So let's just release some more goddamn criminals. Why don't we? Excuse me, okay? It's very upsetting. And it's horrible to have to report such things. But by God, I've been doing this type of reporting for the past 8 years. And it almost comes to the point that almost nothing shocks me anymore. So back to this. In 2017, he had been sentenced to serve 20 years, but was released in January after 3 years. Grady County District Attorney Jason Hicks said, "This has to be addressed by the legislature sooner rather than later, because more people are going to get killed," according to the Oklahoman. "The death penalty is on the table," he added. Well, you want to get my point of view? What you do with absolutely vile creatures such as this, you take them out and you just shoot them in the back of the head. Okay? Now, because, you know, why do you say that? Because, well, by God, invoking something about, you know, hanging a man of color, well, you'd have to hear about it, right? Because, oh, you're lynching him. You know what? We got to be very politically correct these days, do we not? So let's see here. I've got other articles here, some a little bit more tame compared to that last one. That last one's over the top, man. That's some horrific stuff. And to even begin to imagine that such things can take place in our modern society is absolutely abhorrent. So let's see here. What is this? Biden loses all track of thought one day after bombing Syria. So let's kick Biden around a little bit, shall we? President Joe Biden is credited with authorizing the deadly airstrike that killed an estimated 22 Islamic militants in Syria on Thursday. Well, as you heard from, you know, Dave there just a little bit ago, I mean, there's got to be a hell of a lot more of something to this than what we're getting. But the rocket attack vaporized 3 transport vehicles carrying live munitions. It was so impressive, it reportedly made Kamala Harris jealous. Russia's President Vladimir Putin was told about it first. But one day later, it's unclear that our new commander-in-chief can even speak intelligibly on the matter, or on much of anything else. It's not what you want to see from a U.S. president. Watch as President Biden speaks at a Houston vaccine site on Friday. It is absolutely painful to watch. I'm going to play the audio. Now, what I want you to do out there, especially those of you listening in Chatsy or, you know, on our chat site or our chat page for our broadcast or our station, revolution.radiofreedomslips.com, you know, Chatsy, those of you in Chatsy, let me know if you can hear this audio clip. I'm going to start it now. For some reason, I can't hear anything on my end. My sound and systems tonight, headset, I mean, everything is just messed up. I've got to get into settings. I've got to figure out what's going on. But, I mean, I don't even know if anybody even heard that because I couldn't even hear it. So, no sound. That's grand. So, I guess we'll just continue on reading the article here. So, I guess, what is it he... should I try reading this as Biden would read it? Representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Hal Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, excuse me, Biden said and winced. Pinnell, and what am I doing here? He said. Now, I'd like to know why in the hell my audio is not working. Everything was working just fine before I come on air. I was sitting here listening to a little bit of music through the headset. Then I fired up Skype and get ready to grab the server and do the broadcast tonight. And then I don't have any sound coming through my headset, but I've got it coming through my surround sound. So, oh well, it is what it is. As long as the mic canceled out Dave in the background and everything came across clearly, that's all that matters. But I would really love to play the audio clips on these for whatever unknown reason. I do not know why I cannot do that. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Let me try something here. I hate to have to try doing everything off the fly, but this is what it is. Live broadcasting that you come to find. Okay. So, now I can hear it. The headset's working. Damn technology. So, the clip is not very loud. I can give it that. The clip's not very loud. So, stand by. Let me just reshare Skype real quick. Because we know and understand how Skype just loves to do this. You know, I think the Skype and the AI boss that run Skype think it's a fun thing. I think they think it's some kind of a game to where, you know, if they can mess up something, then they're happy. The gremlins are happy. So here, go to more, stop sharing. Now I'm going to go back to more and share screen. Share computer sound. Yes, start sharing. So here we are now. Let me get back to the clip, and we'll play it again, and we'll turn the volume up, and hopefully we'll be able to hear it this time. Yep, pretty bad shape, wouldn't you have to say? I mean, if you could hear it, I mean, like I said, the audio clip was not very loud, and that was fully turned up on my end, by the way. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking is what it says. Well, you know, for the humanity of it all, yeah, it is pretty damn heartbreaking that they've allowed this man to get up there and completely just debaucher himself, you know, when he should literally be retired, sitting at home, reading a book, enjoying a fire, or whatever the case may be, maybe even a good hearty meal and some well-deserved sleep. You know, to see the leader of the free world, right? The leader of the free world, you know, the leader of the United States, having absolute full-onset dementia, Alzheimer's, is horrifying. And then we wonder why the military just won't hand over the nuclear football. Well, duh. Makes perfectly goddamn good sense to me. I mean, come on now. As Biden would say, come on, man. Biden continued on with his speech. Yeah, I'm going to lose track here, he added. It's as if Biden read a lot of our thoughts. On Friday, another startling event involving the president's memory was reported. Kamala Harris seemingly had to remind Joe Biden to remember his mask. So let me try playing this one. This here's another audio clip. Oh, yeah. Kamala Harris, or I'd love to say many other words, but yep, had to make sure to remind him to grab his mask off the podium, right? Because it's such a goddamned important thing. Boy, you got to wear your mask. COVID's going to get you. And hey, them curfews as well, right? By God, you better get in by 10 o'clock or COVID's going to drag you out under the, you know, drag you out into the ditch line like Pennywise the clown. And get in by 10. You know, COVID comes out after 10. Didn't you know? Do you not understand and see the programming and the mind control they're using on the masses? Have you ever seen anything so upside down as our current paradigm that we reside in? So the visit to the Lone Star State was accompanied by 75-degree weather and comes 2 weeks after the Texas freeze storms hit. It seems like Biden was scolded for forgetting it and made up for it by wearing two on his late trip to Texas. Are you effing kidding me? oh my God. So yeah, this is beyond ridiculous. Get this. It literally shows Biden walking up the ramps to not Air Force One. Folks, he's not flying on Air Force One. Air Force One has not been flying, especially catering to his ass. For what reason? I mean, come on. Think about it. So Kyle Becker tweeted this. This is beyond ridiculous. And yes, it is. President Joe Biden headed for Texas Friday. The president's empathy will be on full display as he and his wife, Jill, surveyed damage caused by severe winter weather, encouraged people to get their coronavirus shots. Yes, everybody go out and get your coronavirus shot, you know, because the disease is so deadly, you have to be tested to see if you have it. It's lurking in the sewers, and it will grab you after 10 o'clock at night. And by God, as Joe Biden shows right here, he's wearing two masks. One surgical mask, and then a black mask over that. But no, this isn't the first time that Biden has randomly stopped talking mid-sentence and given the camera a blank stare. Let's go for this one here, shall we? Millstones, huh? Yeah, well, Mr. Biden, if you read the Bible religiously, as you should be doing because you're prancing towards them pearly gates at a feverishly good pace, you would understand that anybody that harms or would do harm to a child should have a millstone tied around their neck and cast into the depths of the water, right? So I find it interesting he would, you know, utter the phrase millstones, don't you? You know, one more time here. Let's get the millstone part one more time. Yeah, millstones, right? The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way these millstones no longer mark our national mourning, these milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning, Biden said about the coronavirus reportedly claiming 500,000 American lives. It turns out that over 100,000 of those lives have already come under the Biden administration in 1 month. Yeah. Wait until people start keeling straight over from this shit they're shooting into them. Just wait. It's coming. You know, as I've told you, they've got the body bags picked out. They've already got them shipped. The State of the Union is now suddenly off. Oh, well, we can't give a State of the Union. Well, why is that? Well, because the State of the Union I'll tell you what, it's not good. We just had our republic stolen by a fraudulent election. The leader of the free world has Alzheimer's and onset dementia. And by God, they want to put a commu-fascist socialist in there after they remove him with the 25th Amendment to put the final nail in the coffin of the United States. Well, you know what? There's a hell of a lot of good Americans out there and patriots that are not going to allow such things to happen. This country will not divulge into a tyrannical, dictatorial, ruled, commu-fascist state. We just won't have it, man. We won't. You know, and if you thought about trying to say you were a communist and whatever the hell it was back in the 50s during the Red Scare, you'd have got your ass beat. Somebody would have stomped a mud hole in your ass and walked it dry. Kind of like these videos over there coming out of Portland, right? Antifa out there trying to go toe-to-toe with some of them American veterans that have been overseas and actually been shot at, you know? You know, one of these guys just lays out a big old haymaker. Pow! You know? Drops them like a sack of bricks, man. Like Dave said, you know, if they want a civil war, well, it's not because we want it. It's because that's what they want, and by God, they had better be damn careful for asking what they want. You know, have they not realized and counted the actual tallied figures from the Dominion voting software and realized, oh my God, there's 80 million people in this country that don't like our ways of being. Yeah, just a little bit outnumbered, don't you come to find. So, yes, the State of the Union is now suddenly off, and the House Democrats are telling Biden to his face that they don't trust him with nukes. Vice President Harris even took Biden's calls with world leaders on President's Day weekend, while Joe Biden played Mario Kart. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's the fact of the matter, but, you know, he wasn't being the president, now was he? This is all highly concerning, albeit predictable, news about a president that did not run a real campaign and who defied all credible odds of getting the most votes of any presidential candidate in U.S. history. 81 million tabulated votes. Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino was blunt about what he is hearing on the president's health. He is in real significant trouble. So are we, America. So are we. Yeah, we are. Big trouble. You know, but I mean, by God, all I can do is warn until I'm blue in the face. Or as if I've been beating my head off of a brick wall, one or the other. But hey, man, here we are, and we're doing what we're doing, right? And I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to call things out for how they are. I've done it over the last 8 years. I was calling Barack Hussein Obama a treasonous bastard in the very first 2 weeks of his very first tenure as president. And by God, guess what? I wasn't too far off the mark, was I? Just as I was with communist Comey. You know, Comey the commie. You know, the sitting FBI director. Hell, I was calling him a commie, Comey the commie, when he was the sitting FBI director. And by God, I was right. I was right. As I've been right about so many things, it's just ridiculous. I wish I was wrong about all this stuff. Do you think I revel in seeing how right I am about how crazy things really are? No, I don't. But what's it going to take to wake everybody up? Everybody on the same page. No more division over color, race, creed, religion. No more of that foolishness. No. Grow up, be a human being, and treat each other how you would want to be treated. It's just that simple. It really is. I've got more articles to go through. And here I am, you know, I just, ranting, bitching, moaning, complaining, throwing in all kinds of truth in there while I'm at it. So what's this here? Okay, yeah, so I don't need that one. Let's see here. I'm cleaning up some bookmarks here because I've got a couple of them in there that were the same thing. We can't go over the same story twice, can we? No. What's this one? No kidding. Dr. Marilyn Singleton with COVID. It looks like we're being groomed for more authoritarian control. Well, yeah, you don't say. Government and media love to say, follow the science. But are they really practicing what they preach? According to Dr. Marilyn Singleton, the decisions being made about how to handle COVID-19 have less to do with science and more to do with how the government wants to control us all. Well, yes, I've been saying it for a long time. You know, way before this COVID-19 thing came along, you know, certificate of vaccination identification AI isn't just a healthcare problem. It quickly morphed into a political play early on and has persisted in being used as a tool through which authority-minded politicians can advance and sustain their power. We've seen examples from coast to coast, particularly at the state and local levels, from New York Governor Andrew the eugenicist Cuomo to California Governor Gavin Newsom and several others in between. Promoting draconian policies against businesses, schools, and individuals continues to be prominent. I had the pleasure of discussing this with Dr. Marilyn Singleton on the latest episode of, well, this would have been off of the NOQ report. Dr. Singleton is well qualified to express her perspectives on the issue. She was president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons with an MD from UC San Francisco Medical School and a JD from UC Berkeley Law School. Oh, well, that's great. You know, I mean, these are some really reputed schools for having communism in them. Okay. She has expertise in both the medical and legal arenas. Based on her experience, the understanding of the current state of affairs in America with the pandemic raging, she is not a fan of Dr. Anthony Fascist Fauci. You know, I'm throwing in the little extra euphemisms within the names here. It's not in the general text here. I think he should have been fired months ago, but that's where the politics enters, she said. And I'm sure the president thought, if I fire this guy, anything that happens after this, it'll all be on me. And Fauci, it's kind of interesting listening to him now. He talks in kind of this third person, as if it was someone else who was doing all the medical stuff last year. Dr. Fauci has famously flip-flopped multiple times on a plethora of issues. He was against using face masks before being for them. He was in favor of using multiple face masks before saying it wasn't necessary. And with every passing study on decree from the Centers of Disease and Control, his perspectives seemed to change constantly. Well, you want me to tell you one thing that doesn't change within his verbiage of reverse speech is him laying homage to Lucifer. Yes, that's right. And if you haven't heard it, by God, folks, you need to go find it, okay? It's out there. Just go to rents.com, scroll down about three quarters down the page, left-hand side. There's about four interviews with Robert David Oates. Listen to the first one. He seems not to know everything that he's talking about, or if he does know, he's keeping things from the public, she said. I think the thing that was so appalling is in the beginning he said, don't worry about this, no need to wear a mask, ha 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 ha, have sex with people in Tinder. Are you serious? Did he say that? I don't know. But I mean, I don't put anything past any of them, okay? Because they're demented. They're hell-bent on death and control. She continued. It was completely cavalier, and then all of a sudden, it's this loss of memory, and, oh no, you have to do this, you have to do that, and you have to wear a mask for the rest of your life. You have to stay on lockdown for the rest of your life. But Dr. Fauci is simply an extension of the political side of the pandemic. His recommendations, heavily touted by mainstream media, many Republicans, and nearly every Democrat, rely less on the science behind COVID-19 and more on the political agenda at any given moment. With perspectives that are so mercurial, it's a wonder that more have not called him out. As a tool for progressive politicians, he has been able to help maintain a level of fear appropriate to keep us on edge. You know, and that's, folks, that's where I'm trying to tell folks that, hey, man, that's where people have a, it's called a mind virus, okay? Unfortunately, keeping the masses at this level of fear has driven many to go over the edge. It's conspicuous that numbers pertaining to drug overdoses, clinical depression, and suicides have suddenly become difficult to acquire. The last thing they want is for people to start asking more questions about the efficacy of pandemic policies, lest they risk losing control. If we follow the true science surrounding this coronavirus, we see clear paths to be able to reopen and return to higher degrees of normalcy. Yeah, normalcy. What's that word? You know. But it's a political form of pseudoscience that seems to be driving the decisions made at every level. Dr. Singleton believes she knows why this is. This should be reproducible. Let's see here. This should be reproducible results and asking solid questions of people, she said, referring to the proper way to study and react to COVID-19. There's epidemiological lists that should be gone through, and none of this is really being done. It seems like only the data that supports what the government wants you to do, and I just hate to say this, but it looks like we're being groomed for more authoritarian control. Public information regarding COVID-19 is limited for a reason. There's a political agenda that holds primacy over the true medical considerations. They're not following the science. They're using the science for control. And it's true. Folks, if you can't see it for what it is, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, okay, like all the listeners listening to this broadcast right now, I know you get it, okay? I understand that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me and my broadcast and me continuing on about everything that we've got going on. I mean, there's so much other news that you could go jump off and get into if you had the time. These are just a few articles that I'd saved because I thought it might be just pertinent and it may be a little bit informative to let people just listen. Like this one here. This is really good. Watch Jen Sakai squirm as she tries to explain to FNC's Peter Ducey why Biden admins migrant facility is not kids being kept in cages. Now, I want to assure you that these, I mean, you just have to see it to believe it. So from Meterbox on Twitter, bruh, Joe Biden is keeping children in caged shipping containers. And guess what? Yes, they are. These things have literally got one window on them with iron bars. One end opens up as if it were a shipping container, but there's these latching and locking mechanisms on the inside of the door. And then there's an actual man door in the middle of the thing. These things are mobile prison containers, okay? They are. Let's call it for what they are. Mobile mini. Let's see here. Let's click on this. See if we can get it to blow up the image and... Let's see here. Come on. Well, it's not going to blow up the image. Well, but yeah, mobile mini storage solutions. It's got a number here. Maybe y'all should call them. No, better not do that. You can't put numbers out over there, Waves. Get your ass raked over the coals for doing such things. But yes, it's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's job to clear this up on her boss's behalf, right? And it sounds like she's more than up to the task. Philip Melanchthon Wegman. This is not kids being kept in cages, in quotations. Simon Mark says, this is not kids in cages, claims press secretary of the facility described here. Yes, it is. Folks, I mean, and I just read an article a little bit before coming on air where they were saying that 33,000 children will be rushing the border because Joe Biden opened it up. You're going to send your children up here and have them rush the border to be thrown in containment vessels, cages. For some reason, that cat really wants to talk tonight. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but you know, it was over here trying to climb up the chair and scream into the microphone when I was on air with Hodges. So whatever it's got to say, it must be damned important. You know, should we go get the cat and bring it over and have it say whatever it needs to say? or should we listen to Jen Sakai? You know, I think hearing a screeching cat would be better than listening to Jen Sakai. But nonetheless, here we go. Press secretary is asked if the admin is putting kids in cages, with the new migrant detention for children being opened at the border. This is not kids being kept in cages. This is a facility being opened that is going to follow the standards of other HHS facilities. So let's play the clip. Now look at this stupid bitch using this just to open up as a forum for the political redirection, right? And you know what? Yeah, that's what I did. I called her a stupid bitch. Because I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to play no more games. I'm going to tell you how it is. These people, you know, look, she's sitting up here just smiling because, oh, we're keeping kids in cages. And, you know, we're evil, satanic bastards and like that. And we're just good at it. Ooh. You know, you can see it in her face. Okay? These people are just flat out evil.
Hey, John, there's no audio on your vids. Hey, John.
Families or sponsors? What are those? The Ninth Circle Satanic Sacrifice rites that you guys are going to carry out? Is that what it's all about? You know, instead of keeping the children in the cages, you know who needs to be put in these things? You know, let's not, you know, draw too big of a line, right? You know, and it's interesting, as I was playing that clip right now, something just broke in over the surround sound for God only knows whatever reason. What it said, I have no idea. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of interesting things happening, folks. You know, the thing is...
Yeah, I couldn't hear you for a second there, but you didn't have any audio on your vid, John.
Really? Well, I'll be. You know, yeah, I hear you now, Ro. That was you that broke in. listen to me. When I get off air, we're going to sit down and we're going to figure out what the hell's going on with this headset, if you might be able to help me out with that.
Yeah, I broke in to tell you that we couldn't hear you. Well, we could hear you, but we couldn't hear Jen, but maybe that was a good thing.
maybe we should get that cat up here and get it singing, right?
I think that would be better.
Meow.
Well, let me turn you up a little bit so I can hear you. You can stay on with me. I mean... What do you think, man? I mean,
what do I think about what kind of insanity? Hey, you know, tune in on March 10th, the Jim Fetzer show. We're going to go over insanity that's happening for the schools. You wouldn't believe, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binaries, the rules and regulations that the quote-unquote states, counties, and governmental CDC organizations are making your children go through. Just to give you a small example, there, and this is not just in my local county, this is uniform stuff. Many districts, they've got the kids following, they're putting little blue lines for lanes in the locker hallways and things like that. They're stenciling stop signs with one-way arrows and then little reminders, yellow reminders, keeping 6-foot spacing to teach. They're training your children to become slaves. They're giving your children listen to this, though. You each child is going to have, well, they don't call it a comrade. They call it a cohort. Yeah, you're going to have an assigned friend, a cohort that's going to be with you, that will never leave your side and you don't leave them, that will be, you'll be each other's minders, and you can't mingle. You will not be able to mingle with other classes. You'll have set, you know, maybe teachers will rotate, but you'll always be with the same group. They specifically say there will be no intermingling. You'll sit spaced apart on the bus. You'll sit spaced apart in the cafeteria. And I mean, this is out of like a 30-something page document.
The institutionalization of the children, man.
Yeah, if you thought that before that the public schools were based off of, let's say, model off a prison, I mean, which is true, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now they're going full-on concentration camp, brother. They're going full-on North Korea, Stasi, whatever, you know, you want to equate it with. But this is dehumanization maximal. And if your child happens to have an exemption from a mask where they don't have to wear a mask. Oh, they're not going to get out of it that easy. They're going to be ridiculed. They're going to be spaced even further apart, and they're going to have to wear a face shield instead, like a frickin' football helmet, so that everybody can know who, you know, the irregular, non-conforming individual is.
The modern-day dunce cap.
There will be no outdoor sports. In order to participate in extracurricular activities, you have to sign up, go through a screening process, then be approved, have a background check, and then they're going to do the tracing and contact stuff. And then you'll have to, like, sign in for your extracurricular fun. I mean, just to do something like play football or they called, like, if you're in band practice or – if you're in choir and you sing, then you might be part of having what they call it like your breath basically is a carbon toxic emission. I think they call it toxic carbon emissions. That's right. You know, so all of these things have to be taken into account in extra measures. And then that puts a huge burden on not only the students to try to figure out how to obey the rules, because oh my God, I got to obey the rules. Then all the teachers have to do that. If you go to some sort of thing after school, you cannot ride with a friend. You have to be only with a family member. You cannot carpool. I mean, it's written. So I'm going to be with Jim Fetzer, and we're going to go over all that on the 10th on his show. This ridiculousness that, see, they may not be indoctrinating all of you adults, but they sure as hell are going to work on your children.
That's right.
And you don't see them in school 8 hours a day with people you don't know. You don't know what's going on.
No, you don't. And that's where we are in big trouble, you know. Real, I'm going to take us out on a note, brother. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. And by God, we're going to keep doing it, man. We are. So, you know, until the cows come home. Until the chickens come home to roost and everything else in between. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This has been John Wayne and the Unequivocal Truth.
I'm not hearing anything, John.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda.
Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here.